News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. New details are emerging in the case involving a missing 12-year-old boy who was found alive in his basement earlier this week. The Detroit Free Press says court records indicate Charlie Bothell, the fifth, told investigators he was placed in the basement by his stepmother and told not to come out no matter what he hears. Court records also indicate the boy snuck upstairs to get food when everyone left the home. 12-year-old Charlie testified Friday that he had been verbally and physically abused by both of his parents. General Motors is recalling almost 500,000 more cars. The fresh round of recall affects more than 450,000 vehicles in the U.S. One recall deals with side airbags in Chevy Cruzes. The second deals with a problem that could cause vehicles to switch into neutral. The other two deal with windshield wipers that may not operate and rear shocks that could break. Four people are dead in an apparent murder-suicide in Central California. A family member found the bodies late Thursday night at a home in Turlock, a city that's just south of Modesto. The victims are a 78-year-old man, his wife, and their two sons. Police say the victims had been dead at least 24 hours and probably longer. Closer to home, one of the men convicted of an armed robbery in Weston was sentenced on Friday. 24-year-old Cody Mattson of Weston will spend 6 years in prison and 10 years of extended supervision. He was one of four people who committed a strong-arm robbery of a home in Weston back in January of 2011 and injured two people inside that home. The man caught on surveillance video assaulting two Marathon County corrections officers in the jail has been found guilty. 21-year-old Frederick Morris entered into a plea agreement, pleading guilty to one count of aggravated battery with intent to cause great bodily harm and two additional charges of battery by a prisoner. The attack happened back in March of 2013 when Morris failed to cooperate with jailers and punched correction officers Julie Christensen and Denny Woodward. Christensen spent months in the hospital and was unable to return to any level of work until this past February. Sentencing for Morris is set for 1:30 September 19th. The Plover man charged with killing his neighbor admitted his guilt in court Friday. Jose Luis Flores Aca pled guilty to first-degree homicide and first-degree sexual assault with great bodily harm. A third charge of hiding a corpse was dismissed but will be read in at sentencing. Aca strangled 36-year-old Jamie Koch to death in August of 2013 at the building where they both had separate apartments. He then placed her body in her car and drove her to a Waupaca County farm field. That's where he set fire to the car in an attempt to dispose of the body. Those traveling during the upcoming Independence Day weekend could be paying higher holiday gas prices, the highest in 6 years. We get more from Andrew Beckett.
The national average gas price is about 20 cents a gallon higher than it was during the 4th of July last year, and the highest it's been for the holiday travel period since 2008. Pam Bowen with AAA Wisconsin blames the ongoing violence in Iraq.
And that has caused global oil prices to rise over fears that if that violence in Iraq continues to escalate, we could potentially see oil production disrupted in the Middle East.
The higher pump prices are not having a big impact on travel plans, though. AAA projects nearly 40 million Americans will travel during the upcoming 4th of July holiday. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Meanwhile, there's a man in Appleton who really doesn't like air conditioning. That's what he told police after he was arrested for stealing air conditioning parts in the Fox Cities.
A number of businesses in Appleton, fairly close to where he lived. But other than that, he truly went all over the Fox Valley, taking these components out.
And throwing them away. Sergeant Dave Lund says they were reports in Menasha, Grand Chute, and Nina. Investigators are asking people to check their air conditioning units to make sure they work. Family, friends, and law enforcement officials are remembering the anniversary of a fatal incident that happened at the edge of Shawano. It was a year ago today that 22-year-old Timothy Meade of Stevenson, Michigan, died in an apparent hit-and-run accident on the edge of the Shawano city limits. Sheriff's Detective Wade Woodkey says Meade was found dead at the edge of the Highway M bridge over Highway 29. He says they don't know who ran over Meade, and they're not sure the driver even knew it happened. Woodkey says they would just like to find out what really happened that night.
We are not really attempting to charge or convict anybody at this point. That is a secondary issue at this point. We just want to try and get closure and more information and answer some of the questions that the family and we have as far as the incidents that happened out there that night.
He says they already know Meade had been drinking and died while returning to a friend's home.
He was drinking that night and that he didn't want to drive, so he was walking back to the friend's place in the city of Shawano when we believe that he was actually laying down in the roadway when he was struck by a vehicle that was either an SUV, truck, or larger.
Investigators are asking anyone with information to come forward. The Sheriff's Department is hosting a press conference today. The National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado hit the town of Colfax, northwest of Eau Claire. Meteorologists say the tornado touched down yesterday afternoon. While it was considered a weak funnel, it still packed a punch, damaging a gas station and tearing down some trees. A Native American tribe is asking the EPA to look into the environmental impact of the proposed Gogebic iron ore mine. Chippewa leaders are concerned that the open-pit mine located in northern Wisconsin could pollute water resources and harm fish populations. Gogebic Taconite is proposing two pits of 1,000 feet deep in a span of 4 miles. The company has not filed an application for a mining permit yet. Once it does, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Department of Natural Resources will conduct an environmental impact review. And the major renovation at Century World Golf and Entertainment Complex in Stevens Point is making progress. That's according to General Manager Michael James. He says the work is progressing nicely, but they cannot yet determine any exact dates to reopen the complex.
The date's still up to determine on the golf course, but as far as the facility and the sports complex, major construction there. We've completely gutted the whole facility. Again, the weather posed a bit of a challenge for us. But a lot of people working on that project right now. And every time I go in there, I get more and more excited about the project.
He says Century World's redesign is intended to both modernize the facility and make it more useful and flexible. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.